Welcome to In Your Ears Podcast. I'm your host, Johnny Miller. And on today's episode, Never Give Up. Let's go. Podcast. I'm your host, Johnny Miller, and today we have none other than the first ever undisputed women's heavyweight champion, Clarissa Shields. And this episode is near dear to my heart because after her media workout here in Atlanta, I had the opportunity of doing some Q&A with her and asking her about her upbringing and her biopic. And man, when I tell you, this interview was amazing. Hold on to your seat. None other, Clarissa Shields.
Hello, how you doing? I'm Johnny with JL Media. I have a quick question. Clarissa, your new documentary has brought even more attention to your incredible journey, both in and out of the ring. What was the most challenging part of sharing such personal moments with your audience, and what do you hope your viewers take away from it?
The hardest part for me to share with the world actually was just my upbringing. You know, a lot of people don't know where I come from and how I was brought up and things I had to go through. And, you know, sadly, I didn't want people to know, and I didn't want to relive it either, you know, because it was so hard to make it through there. So I felt like sharing that with them when we chose to do the biopic, I told them, I'm like, look, I want to be 100% truthful, and I want my real story to be honest. I don't want to fabricate it. A biopic. I want the real story out there. So, yeah, you guys can. I had already told them, but they're like, look, you can take out whatever you want. I said, no, just leave it as the truth.
Absolutely.
So people can understand that it's not about where you come from. It's about how hard you work. Mm-hmm. You know. So that was the hardest part. And then you asked me what I want people to take away from the movie. Just never give up.
Absolutely.
Honestly, like, even
Absolutely.
When you think things are about to be good, or you think this is the last step, and you've done everything you've done, and you've accomplished it, and then, I mean, for me, I won an Olympic gold medal, and I didn't get anything.
Wow.
You know, I got my Olympic gold medal, and I got a parade at home, and then I went back to the same old house. I had to go back to school. I didn't get any endorsements, any sponsorships. Every single day for 2 years, 3 years, I just kept hearing, oh, your gold medal isn't special. You're not special. The world don't realize how great you are. You did all that hard work for nothing. Like, I heard that for 3 years straight. And it's not like I was grown. I was 17. So 17, 18, 19, 20, that's all I heard, you know. And I just remember telling myself, like, the gold medal was enough for me. It made me internally happy. So now, as I just look forward, I said, no, we're going to tackle another goal, and hopefully, after I win again, something happens, you know. But that was, it was hard to deal, but I remember, like, the fact that if I would have gave up, I wouldn't be here right now. You guys know I'm Fight Sunday for
Thank you for listening. Again, that was Clarissa Shields. Have a wonderful day.